Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language, depictions of violence and graphic content. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised.
You might want to read this.
What's that?
It's a parking ticket from Jackie's old car.
Play it again.
Beyond all recognition. Oh, sorry for the spoiler.
She sold the car, Henry.
Not before she got a ticket. Right outside 33 Golding Street.
Freddie, she says it could be something like that.
Let's have a look. Domestic bull. Okay, let me call Fred.
Hello.
Hello there, Mr. Everline. I write for the New Zealander. We're covering the Jackie...
The New Zealand.
You have a call waiting. You have a call waiting.
Hey.
Fred, it's me.
Not now, mate.
It's the sound.
God's sake.
We've had it analysed. Listen. It's trapped pressure from
a
domestic...
Yeah, the pressure. It's gone to your head, mate. Night.
Go left. Left.
Is that quicker?
Affirmative.
Fuck's sake. His phone's engaged.
Money.
Honey.
The roots of all evil. Wouldn't you agree? Jacqueline.
I'm going for caffeinating.
Wait, good for you. Can you put the boiler on? It's bloody freezing.
Yeah, it's that time. It's that time of year now, isn't it?
Dispatch.
Confirming your location.
Whitechapel, Wentworth Street, by Brick Lane.
Can you head to 11 Sparman Street? We've had a distress call from a woman there.
On my way. Approaching 11 Spelman Street now, over. Hello? Hello? This is the police. Hello. I'm entering the residence. This is the police. Hello. Anyone in? Hello?
Whitechapel was discovered this morning and declared by senior police officers as a sexually explicit gruesome killing with ruthless
body count increasing, and the telltale sexual brutality is casting a fearful cloud over the
media frenzy as the police deliver their report on the killing of Mark Allen.
Last night she made her presence known on social media as Jackie the Ripper.
Whitechapel in East London is home to not a manhunt, but a womanhunt.
Scotland Yard have refused to comment.
The global scrutiny of Scotland Yard, the
world's media have gathered to the site of 29 Hanbury Street, the scene of another brutal murder by Jackie the Ripper.
Are we safe? Are we actually going to be safe?
And you've got this devil woman, quite frankly, going around.
The British police continue their search for Jackie the Ripper.
Jackie la Destripadora está asesinando a hombres inocentes.
Crazy, it's scary.
I like her. She's got style.
Where
are they? I've not seen them. Sir Charles. My name is Judith Munro. I am the Member of Parliament for Whitechapel. As you know, I'm the former case director at the Independent Office for Police Conduct. Our paths have very much crossed once or twice.
Ha! Yes, quite.
Since then, I have led a number of public inquiries dealing with miscarriages of justice and misappropriation of public spending. I hope this inquiry finds you well and you're willing to answer a number of our questions regarding the terribly, terribly sad incident of Officer Marcus Tabram in August of last year.
Terribly sad indeed, yes.
Sir Charles, to your knowledge, and you have every right to confer with the documentation on the post-mortem submitted by Dr. Baxter Phillips on this, what was it that killed PC Tabram?
PC Tabram, Marcus, was conducting a fairly routine home visit. A call had come through of a domestic disturbance.
I'm not asking about why he was there. I'm asking what killed him.
I'm getting to that answer, Miss Munro. So, Marcus entered the building, 11 Spelman Street, where we believe he encountered a potential home intruder, most likely gang-related, who ended poor Marcus's life.
How?
By killing him.
Sir Charles, how did the home intruder, this gang member who still eludes us, how did he kill PC Marcus Tabram?
Knife. With a knife.
A stabbing. Correct?
Correct.
Could you remind me, and again, feel free to use the report submitted by your own team, where were the stab wounds on PC Tabram?
Yes, I may need to consult what the doctor...
I've got it here. PC Marcus Tabram suffered a fatal stab wound to the right pulmonary artery.
Very sad.
Yes. That's here, Sir Charles. Can you see where I'm pointing? Just here. On my chest. PC Tabram was wearing a Metropolitan Police stab vest. Was he not?
Yes, I believe he was, yes.
One of many items that have been the subject of industrial action by your own officers. Would that be right, Sir Charles?
There has been some unfounded, unsubstantiated conclusions drawn over the structural integrity of these state-of-the-art stab
vests. Argument is, Sir Charles, that they are not state-of-the-art, and there is very little in the form of structural integrity to these stab vests. And that has cost PC Marcus Tabram his life.
What cost PC Marcus Tabram his life is criminal low-life activity.
Is that what your officers think?
He was stabbed by a monster. Do you understand that?
Could you tell me the amount of public funds allocated to the purchasing of this kind of equipment?
Oh, this really is preposterous. I would like to request a recess in this political showmanship while I check on how our brave men and women are doing as we close in on the most vicious serial killer this country has ever known.
Can you put the boiler on? It's bloody freezing.
Yeah, it's that time. It's that time of year now, isn't it? Oh, fuck.
You okay?
No, I mean, yeah, no, yeah, yes, yeah, I burnt my hand on the kettle. Burnt my hand on the kettle.
Ouchies.
Yeah, ouchies. Listen, I'm just gonna have to, pop out, actually.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the case.
Is it happening?
Oh, it's happening. It's all happening.
Oh, all right, well, good luck. Keep me posted. Hope the evil doctor doesn't stab you to death.
Yeah, that'd be rubbish, yeah.
Okay, bye then.
Yeah, see ya.
No kiss?
Right, yeah, a kiss, yeah. A big old smoochie, yeah. Yeah. Do you know, I think I might actually be coming down with something, so, you know, maybe I should steer clear of the old snogging, snog-free zone, thou shalt not snog. Yeah, yeah. Okay, thanks for that. Lovely. Yeah, I'll see you when I see you, yeah? Bye-bye.
Okay, bye, Freddy. Let's catch up about the book tomorrow, yeah?
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah. Let's do that.
Again. Do it again.
Harvey!
Harder.
Come on, get it in there. Get it. No, shut up, man.
Bloody neighbours. At it downstairs, hey? Horny.
Come on.
Horny bastards.
Come on.
Really? The retired couple?
Yeah, Viagra and spare time. Do you know, that's what happens. All right, ta-ra, Jill.
Go, go, go!
Watch my six!
What the hell do you think you're doing?
Freddy! Oh.
Right, you are paying for that.
You're alive, sir.
That is a Victorian-style door with stained glass features. Oh, great. Great, yeah, great. The glass is smashed. Thanks.
She's Jackie.
Yes, I know.
You know? Are you kidding me?
Oh, my goodness. Have you been undercover this whole time?
You know, in a way, yeah. You know, in a way, I have been undercover, Henry, mate. Yeah, you know, just proper covert sort of shit, you know?
Yeah, he's been undercover. Under a fucking duvet cover. Shagging a psychopathic serial killer.
How do you know for a fact that I shagged her, huh?
The commitment, sir. The absolute commitment to not blow your cover is unbelievable.
Well, you know, when I commit to catching criminals, Henry, I
the
really...
The only thing you've committed to is trying to sleep with girls 40 years your junior.
Look, sorry, 40 years? How old do you think I am?
I don't have time for this. Right now, I'm going to take this baton and smash her over the head with it until her skull caves in. Then I'm going to come back and ram it up your arse. See you in a bit.
Whoa, just wait.
Sir, we have identified the target and have initiated procedures to arrest...
What are you going to tell the judge then? Huh? Oh, she had a squeaky boiler, Your Honour. Lock her up, throw away the keys.
She got a parking ticket on the street, outside this bloody flat, Freddy. In that car.
Oh, everyone gets bloody parking tickets. It's a miracle going a day in London and not getting charged for something. Just let me build a case.
Build a case? How?
I don't know. All right? Just... We need to get more evidence than what we have. I'm not prepared to be humiliated again.
Freddie, your delays are going to cost my entire department their funding. Sir Charles is speaking to the Home Secretary. This isn't about you.
Oh, shit. She's coming. Quick, under the stairs.
Oh, bloody hell. Is this a leasehold, sir? Because we really should consult with the freeholder when using co-living areas like this
Will
cupboard.
You shut up.
Shh. She's coming down the stairs.
Shit, she's seen the front door. Nice one, Donna.
She's coming closer.
Oh, God. Get behind me. She's coming in.
Donna.
Get behind me.
Donna.
Hello? Oh, hey, Jace, you're working late. I just spoke to Freddy earlier about the book deal. So exciting, isn't it?
Go, go, go!
Evacuation in progress.
Oh, please tell me you've got a car out here.
Entering vehicle.
The book deal. The fucking book deal.
Sorry, you know, this is before I knew that she'd killed five men and chopped their cocks off,
I don't
okay?
care. There's no book, all right? There will never be a book.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's bound to be a book eventually.
And teleprogram as well, of course. Not to mention a
Shut up. So she's a greedy, money-grabbing dickhead as well as a murderer, is she?
Well, it would be a bestseller, yes, but I don't know if that makes her money-grabbing.
Freddy, wake up, mate. Honestly.
I am awake. Yeah, it might be past my bedtime, but I'm awake, Sunshine.
Don't call me Sunshine. I'm your boss.
Yeah.
She had you right where she wanted you. She nearly made millions of the bodies of those men. She played you. Sunshine, don't even try. You're coming down the station to answer some questions.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
There. Okay, happy? That's everything I know about her.
Surprised you haven't put down a cup size and favourite sexual position.
Would you leave me alone?
Come in.
Detective, Chief Inspector, you better take a look at this.
I heard the police have caught me. Aren't they clever?
There, we've lightened the image and sharpened it. Look, you can read her notepad.
RCS, Royal College of Surgeons.
Good God.
Detective, Chief Inspector, Press Officer Campbell, you better take a look at this.
We did it! We graduated!
It's Jackie,
oh
graduating at RCS.
RCS, Royal College of Surgeons.
Good God.
Detective, Chief Inspector, Press Officer Campbell, Dr. Helson, you better take a look at this. CCTV of a car. Look at the permit sticker on the dash. RCS.
RCS, Royal College of Surgeons.
Good God.
Detective, Chief Inspector, Press Officer Campbell, Dr. Helson, Community Support Officer Smith, you better take a look at this. A knife found in Whitechapel. Says here, property of RSC.
RSC, Royal Co- Wait, Royal Shakespeare Company.
Oh.
This is plastic.
Is it?
Julius Caesar is on at the moment.
Probably from that.
Yeah, it's meant to be very good, actually. Give it back to them.
Will do. Apologies.
So we've established that it's Jill and not Dr. Baxter Phillips?
Quite right. The doctor is putting down a testimony now. I will, of course, divulge that I took the scalpel.
Don't mention Sir Charles. Not yet.
The Perjury Act of 1911 states that I must, as an officer, testify
then
regarding
your testimony
any...
is on hiatus. Sir Charles can't know we're onto him yet.
Onto him for what? Exactly.
Corruption, Smith. Open your eyes.
Oh, can we do one crime at a time, please? It's slightly confusing when they overlap. You know, plus I was planning on having a little mini break after the Jackie case, and, you know, maybe after that we could move on the Sir Charles thing, if you want.
Why did Georgie answer the phone in an English accent? I don't understand.
Georgie is, the testimony will say it, but she is involved with a married person.
Oh.
Any unknown number calls her, she disguises her voice. She knows the couple, you see.
Right. That would explain her evasive behaviour, too.
I don't know how people have the energy for affairs. Yeah, I really don't. Right, OK, so, while we get all the information from Georgie about Jackie, this is all I know about Jill.
Jackie and Jill.
Is that what she called herself?
Yeah, she posed as a journalist, even got herself into some of the briefings, which, you know, I think is a reflection of how far the profession has fallen, to be honest.
Jackie and Jill
went up the hill
to fetch a pail of water.
Jack fell down and broke his crown.
Poor fella.
A lot of that going around.
What about Hunter?
The father of modern surgery.
Georgie.
John Hunter. Shit.
The Hunterian guy?
Yeah.
The building is home to his collection of anatomical studies, which became the Hunterian Museum, and to the Royal College of Surgeons, where I knew her.
How well did you know her, Georgie?
Jacqueline Beck, her name was. At least, that's what she used. As to how well I knew her, not nearly well enough, obviously.
Anything, absolutely anything more comes to you...
I will tell you, of course.
Jacqueline Beck is Jill Hunter.
We're close. We need to assemble every single piece of evidence we have.
If we are doing that... Yeah, your body cam footage from earlier would have caught you saying she's 40 years my junior, which is bollocks, because that would make her about 12. Okay, so can we disregard that evidence, please?
There's a criminal record.
What?
On the system here, Jacqueline Beck.
Let me see that.
Yeah, it's...
Priya, open it.
It is open.
What do you mean?
It's empty.
It's been deleted.
Good morning. Welcome back.
Very excited to have you in the studio today, Eamon Grant. Now, Eamon is an entrepreneur who's got a very exciting device for us today. Thank you so much for coming in, Eamon.
It's a pleasure. What we've got here is Jonathan.
Oh, hi, Jonathan.
Oh, yeah.
Is there a reason why Jonathan is almost completely naked in our studio today, Eamon?
Yes, Lily, yes. It's because of this little device here, you see.
Wow, look at that.
This is a groin guard. Obviously, we're all far too familiar with the horrific goings-on in Whitechapel with Jackie the Ripper, and I thought to myself, I need to do something about this. I need to do something. And this is what I've done.
Could you just turn a bit more over here for us, please, Jonathan?
Yeah, sorry.
And there we go. Look at that. Is it comfortable?
A bit cold.
So what does it actually do, Eamon?
This is a stainless steel casing that sits over the penis and testicles. It will protect against not just noise, but also blunt objects as well. If the device detects a major impact, it triggers a micro alarm, and that notifies police and sends a GPS signal as to your whereabouts.
Wow. So young Jonathan here could be walking through Whitechapel.
Absolutely,
and
yeah.
He's suddenly encountered by Jackie. She gets a knife out and then...
goes for his attack.
Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then this prevents her attack and informs the police. And Jonathan is safe.
Wow, amazing. Thank you so much, Eamon and Jonathan. You're literally saving lives.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Thanks, Jonathan.
You scuttled out of there quick.
Yeah, well, yeah, I can't help feel responsible.
Love the South Bank in winter.
Yeah.
The little stalls coming out for Christmas, chills in the air, tourists have all fucked off.
Yeah, most of them.
You're not responsible, Freddie.
Come on, Donna.
You're not. You just... you don't like easy jobs. You never have done. You wanted a chase, a fight. It's what makes you a great detective. And a lousy friend.
Thanks.
I'm serious.
Yeah, I know you are.
So she was right under your nose. So what? We're building the case now. Just what you wanted.
How's this going to look, Donna, when it all comes out? You know, I took her out to dinner. I let her live at my dad's flat, Donna. My own dad.
Oh, who cares how it looks?
I do.
Why?
Because.
You need to recalibrate. Remember what you told me when she got away? The night of the double murder? She didn't run away. She ran closer to us. We got more information, not less.
Got more bodies, too.
But not anymore. All right? We know exactly how to monitor her every move. We can track her at home. We can track her on the street. This is out, Freddie. I think it's time for you to really go undercover.
Oh, I'm not shagging her again, Donna. I mean... maybe I'll think about it.
No, but... not that. The book.
The book?
We know that's what she wants. She built the case around the Jackie character and the hero. You. You got the fame. Now she wants the fortune, Freddie. And only you can give it to her.
You're right.
I know I'm right. She wants a book. Let's give her a book.
Well, I wrote the book on catching criminals, Donna. Now it's time to throw the book at her. Because I can read her like a book. It's paperback time.
Dickhead.
Right, that is the second time I have heard you use that word today.
I like it. It does the job. Especially in this case. Come on.
Oh, can I at least have the night off?
Nope.
Jackie the Ripper starred Paul Waggett as Freddie Abeline, Jennifer Tierney as Donna Swanson, Akushla Tarakupe as Jill Hunter, Adam Jarrell as Henry Smith, John Brunock as Edmund Reed, Amina Karoma as Alyssa Helson, Marta De Silva as Georgie Baxter Phillips, Kareem Confley as Sir Charles Warren, Narlan Burgess as Priya Campbell, and Ant McGinley as Jonas Meisen. Jackie the Ripper was written by Joel Emery and directed by Adam Jarrell. This series was produced by Holy Smokes in association with Stack. For more information, follow @JackieRipperPod on Twitter.
Jackie the Ripper is a Stack production.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, mate.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking hour?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And on my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
And part of the Acast Creator Network.